You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don't forget to buy your tickets for All Day Ag Outlook. It's over at the Beef House. That's the 8th day of March. Tickets online at willag.org or 800-898-1065. A dozen analysts and just $30. That includes the Beef House meal. Now, let's take a look at the weather forecast with Drew Lerner. He's from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's hop around the world. We'll finish here in the U.S., but start in South America. They've got a pretty good crop and I think pretty decent weather for their beginning of the harvest season.
I think you're exactly right. Things are moving along very well. You know, a couple of weeks ago we were concerned about some dryness in Argentina, but that's definitely history. They are actually going to become a little bit too wet perhaps as we move forward through this coming week, and we'll end up with some significant rains in some of the central portions of Argentina. As far as a big bad negative impact is concerned, I don't think that will happen. It's just like what we have here in the States. Sometimes we get a little too much rain falling over a couple of weeks, but things will get cleared up as soon as we get out of that particular mode. So I think everything will be fine there. And in Brazil, it looks like a really good mix of rain and sunshine. There's some issues with some port loading delays. In Santos, which is in the city of Sao Paulo, that area has been seeing some rain and thunderstorm activity a little bit more often than desired. So there's a little bit of a slowdown in getting ships in and out of the region. But that's probably the only negative thing that I can see in Brazil.
Let's continent hop just a bit, move to Africa. We know the South Africa has suffered through drought, but that's kind of a done deal with their maize or corn crop. What about North Africa?
The North Africa, durum wheat and barley production area has been suffering from dryness for quite a while this particular season. Morocco in particular has had the biggest problem. They really didn't get all the crop planted, and what did get planted has probably experienced some withering and maybe even some loss. But here in the past few days, we did see an opportunity for some rain to fall across parts of Morocco as it kind of started to improve conditions. But starting tomorrow and going through Sunday, we'll likely see some follow-up precipitation occurring in Morocco that will help to further improve the situation. But I do think it's a little bit too late for some of the crop to respond well to it. In the meantime, Algeria, northwestern Algeria, has been a little bit too dry, so has eastern Spain. But all of these areas will have an opportunity for a little bit of precipitation over the coming week, but much, much more will be needed, I think.
We finally come back home since we've been talking about good weather and then maybe sunshine and also some heat. We are looking at some of those things out in the areas where we grow hard red winter wheat, and that may not be the best of options at the moment.
Yeah, things out there are going to really heat up over the next 2 days in particular. We'll see 80-degree high temperatures reaching all the way up into parts of Kansas, for crying out loud. And it's only going to be a little quickie, though. We'll see the temperatures come down gradually over the weekend, but it will be warm enough to lose all of our winter hardiness in parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. And the next time we get involved with some threatening cold, it might be a little bit different scenario for us in that region. So we'll have to watch that.
Hey, Drew, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report.